Welcome to 204-411.
I'm Teddy.
And I'm Jeff.
Here we are again.
So this is our third podcast, and we're going to give you another local shot of culture and the events that happened over last week and what you can look forward to in the upcoming couple. So, Teddy, what did you get up to this last weekend?
All right. Okay. So, actually, I went to Design Fest, Winnipeg Design Festival.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was wild. I didn't do a lot of the events. Like, there was huge, like, events happening all throughout Winnipeg. Like, 16th through 19th, there was stuff happening at different locations. So, the 16th was at the Forks, 17th, the Exchange, 18th was downtown. And then the 19th was the Cinnaboyne and the Exchange.
Sweet. Well, what did you end up doing for...
Let me tell you. I didn't... On the 18th, like on Friday night, I just kind of stopped by Design Fest a little bit. And there was all these local businesses and shops and stuff. One of my favorite brands, Hex Metals and Minerals, was there. And I stopped by. I said hello. The owner, the girl who makes all the jewelry... that's what it is. It's a jewelry company. She is super sweet. I met her basically through my blog, which I mentioned last time. I found out about her brand, and I made a little promotional video for her. Or no, was it photos? I think I just did photos for her.
Sweet.
Yeah, and she saw it on Facebook and... or on Instagram or on my blog, whatever, and was like so enthralled that I was like super jazzed about her company, and she gave me a free necklace.
Cool. So this is Hex Metals?
Hex Metals and Minerals, yes.
So what kind of jewelry are they
It's I don't even know how to explain it. It's like, you know how it's really in right now to get like those big jewels and gems and like encrusted things? But it's like, it's really organic looking. It's not like fake big things. It's like, it's legitimately like quartz, like a really it's gorgeous.
So more like natural materials, kind of like set into jewelry instead of kind of like a cut piece of, you know, diamond.
Yeah, and it's really like unique designs too. Like there's one that I have that's just like, I've never seen a necklace like that before.
Very cool.
And she's super nice, super genuine. Wilder was there, which we talked about last week. It's a like leather working thing, which I actually was at Tom Bargain today doing a little assignment for our other radio class. And I got to like record them making, like record sounds of them making their bags and stuff.
Nice.
So yeah, I sat there with one of the guys as he was like hammering things. And then I sat with Brendan, who's one of the other ones, as he was sewing.
The leather company you were talking about last week. Okay? That's
Wilder Dry Goods. Yeah. So I sat with them as they were like sewing some of the bags because they just got some new orders, and yeah, it was sweet. It was really great. So yeah, there's also Silver Birch, which they don't have a website up yet. But it was what I was talking about last week with the guy who does the laser carving in that wood.
Mm-hmm.
He was there, and again, I fangirled really hard. I was like, it's me again. Do you remember me?
He was at the Design Fest.
Yeah, he was. He was cool. Sweet because he does amazing work. And yeah, the thing that I want of his is like $100.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to save up or either buy it for my significant other for Christmas or just buy it for myself.
Oh,
surprise!
That's lucky.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll
cool.
see.
So where can they get these Hex Metals? Like,
I don't think they have a storefront right now. Where
online?
She's selling it. You can buy it all online. Yeah, and then all right. If you're within Winnipeg, you can totally just like let her know. And I'm sure you can do a drop off with her. She can just mail it for super cheap or for free shipping. I won a contest technically to get the free jewelry, but I think that she kind of like. I don't know. You know
she
what I mean?
Fixed it for you.
I think maybe. I was so excited. I was so excited
you're
about
so
it.
You're so excited to win a contest finally once.
Yeah, but
and
I was
then
like, I finally won something. She knows that I love her.
Yeah.
But it's all right. So that was on Saturday. We just stopped by. And they also had these mannequins all over the place. So we took some photos with those. They're like pink colored. Like they just painted these mannequins.
Where
pink
were they? Just around the Exchange?
They're around the Exchange. Like there's one near the new like Alt Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
A few of those there, and then there was some just in the cube area. That's where the market was.
Cool.
Cool. There's also some other like really cool like vintage companies that just like buy clothes and resell them. But then on Saturday we went to an alley party, which was
that sounds fun.
Literally was so much fun. And like I told Dean today, one of our teachers in class, and he was so like impressed.
He was pretty jazzed.
He was like, he was like, an alley party? Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I went to an alley party. He's like, that sounds so dangerous.
What was it like? Like, tell me
about it. Was sweet. Well, I honestly had had a few beers at that point, so I was like so jazzed to be there. So
was there DJs playing? Bands?
Oh yeah,
playing,
there was a DJ playing, like, and like a bunch of guys, like hype men around him too. And no, we were just dancing, and they were like selling beer and probably not wine, just beer. And they had this, like, it was like a little art booth. It was like this, like, I don't know, white cube thing, like, with like clothes and architecture stuff inside.
You guys were talking about that today. It's like a fashion cube or something.
Kinda, yeah. Like, you just walk in and people were standing in there drinking and talking, and it wasn't that big though. It was like this really intimate little like booth thing. It was really cool.
Cool. I remember actually last year they kind of had a similar thing at the Nuit Blanche that's actually coming up in the next little while. It was the same kind of style where somebody had rented out almost like a shipping container, and they painted on the inside white
and
turned it into an art gallery.
Yeah,
almost,
yeah, yeah.
You know? It was like a mobile art gallery. You just drop it on the street where you get permission and then come down and check it out. That sounds really cool. Where was this alley party?
It was right behind MEC. So MEC, Manton Equipment.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like there was a cash bar, there was music. There was the art happening. I met this guy from Belgium. He was just here visiting.
Was he here for a design fest?
No, he was just here in general. And he had heard about all the cool stuff happening with the design fest and like came and hung out. I don't even know if he was there with anybody. I think he just showed up on his own and was like dancing with all of us. And I took a bunch of Polaroids with my Polaroid camera. And I took a bunch. Like, I took so many. I probably shouldn't have. Sorry, my cat just needs to get the heck out of here. Okay,
Well, that's really cool. I didn't see any of the pink mannequins that you were talking about, but I know that on Thursday for Design Fest, they had all those white chairs in the Exchange District, and I know that that's kind of like, it was this weird idea put together by this architectural firm, and it was funny because actually it ended up being my story for one of our journalism assignments where we just went and shot footage kind of all these different chairs around and then told the story, but anyway, it was kind of put together by this architectural firm in the Exchange District. I can't remember. It's a long sequential, like, letter number sequence. And the basic idea was somebody donates this white chair of some sort of, you know, funky look. And they write their idea for something in Winnipeg that they want to improve or that they think would be a good infrastructure project to do or even anything, just something fun, you know? Mm-hmm. And then at the very end of it all, it was a cash prize to kind of go towards this. I believe it was like $30,000 or something. So
I think it's 10.
10? Okay, well, I'm sorry. I wasn't too sure.
Come on, Jeff.
Yeah, I might have failed on that assignment.
It is $30,000. You're crazy.
Oh, okay.
I'm so wrong.
I did do the assignment. Joanne can't always fail me on the detail.
There you go.
But yeah, so you can, I haven't heard what ended up being voted on, because it was just last week, but...
I have them here if you want.
Oh yeah, tell us what's up.
Okay, the grand prize idea to be realized is $100 cash courtesy of Manitoba Association of Architects, and their winning idea was hold a contest for kids to design art and poetry on environment on environment theme. Print winners on buses. Good messages will encourage youth readership. Ridership?
Ridership, yeah.
Ridership.
So I guess it's kind of an environmental message to encourage proper public transit. Well, that's kind of a cool idea. I mean, public transit is like a really hot topic, and to get the youth involved and get their ideas, it would be a really good thing. And just to get them involved in thinking about it, because as everybody grows up, you know, like, the more cars that we have on the road, as these people start getting licenses, the more crowded it's going to be. So.
Totally. And then the second place winner, the People's Choice finalist, is have an ice cream festival and give away $30,000 worth of free ice cream.
That's my choice.
I mean, I'm there.
Totally.
Yes.
I love the Rolo ice cream. I could eat $30,000 of Rolo mini ice cream.
Rolo? Oh.
Yeah, have you never had that?
No, yes, I have.
That's
I don't even want to talk about it.
So good.
Cry.
I can just eat a whole pitcher of it after the bar.
And then the two other People's Choice winners was design a mobile grocery kiosk operated by local vendors, taking affordable fresh food around various neighborhoods. And reducing food deserts. Isn't that a great idea?
I like that idea. That sounds really ambitious, though. I'm not sure $30,000 would be enough for
that's
that.
Yeah, it's true.
But that's that would be cool.
Paint a scramble corner on Portage in Maine. Citizens can imagine one day owning the intersection.
Yeah, I guess that's a joke entry.
Yeah, I like
cool,
that.
Cool, I like it. That, but that gives you an idea for some of the suggestions that people kind of submitted on these chairs. And it was a really cool idea. If anybody was down in the exchange, they probably saw them and they were wondering what they were. And that was the deal.
It was really cool. They were outside of coffee shops, like the ones we were talking about, like Parlor had some, Bronuts had a few, King & Ban had some as well.
I think that's where I got my footage from, actually, outside of King & Ban.
King & Ban.
Very picturesque building. But let's go ahead, moving on here. We got a couple concerts that had happened over the last week. So I actually heard the AC/DC concert. I didn't get to attend, but I live so close to the stadium, and the way that the stage is oriented, they shoot the sound right at my front yard. So I get to hear most of them, and I gotta say, it was a pretty good show. They played for quite a while. It sounded like maybe the singer didn't have all of his vocals as you might expect a 70-year-old man singing heavy rock and roll would have.
70?
I think they're in their 70s, yeah. But and not to mention some of their band members couldn't make it because they are in retirement homes back in Australia and can't really perform. But the long and the short is that the concert itself sounded like a rockin' good time. And I gotta say, the lead guitarist was so tight sounding. Like, I have not heard a better sounding guitar sound coming
really?
Out of that stadium. Yeah, it was clear as night.
That's
or,
pretty,
sorry,
well,
clear
I mean,
as day. Night is not clear.
Come on.
Yeah, sometimes I do that. I do this weird thing where I see the opposite for some reason. I don't know why. It's like, I don't know, it's like a dyslexia, but it's with ideas. It's really strange.
Come on, Jeff.
Yeah, but anyway, so the, like, Angus, the lead guitarist, he sounded amazing and pretty much just like you would expect him to sound off his records, because he just wails when it comes to those solos. And they played for damn near two-something hours. And you could hear the pyrotechnics at the end, which were pretty epic from what I understand. And we actually got a little interview from somebody who attended the Shania Twain concert last night. Apparently, it was also pretty epic and had some pretty intense pyrotechnics. So we'll go to that now and hear what Rihanna had to say about the Shania Twain concert. So I'm here with local country singer Rhea Ray from Rhea Ray and the Rubies, and she actually has just come back from the Shania Twain concert. How was it?
It was phenomenal. It was actually really good.
So tell me about it. I heard there was a lot of pyrotechnics and things happening.
Yeah, there was lots of lights.
Yeah?
Tons.
What was the stage show like?
You know, it was like bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But the coolest part that I thought the coolest part was when she actually like pulled out her guitar and just did kind of like a writer's round herself with her musicians, like went off the stage. So it was just her and her guitar. And then she had like a curtain like flowing around, and there was like lights, and it was just her and her guitar. So that was my favorite part, actually, the very stripped down part.
That sounds really intimate and cool. What was it like hearing just a singular acoustic in that big venue?
It was cool.
Yeah? Did it sound
It sounded good, yeah. Cool? Like, I saw Ed Sheeran a couple of weeks, or this past summer, and it was just him and his guitar, and it sounded just as good as when he played, so.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really good.
What kind of songs did you play? Was it all the oldies that you'd expect? Like, you know, did she feel like a woman?
Yeah. Yeah, she did. She closed with Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Oh, good, good.
It was like a variety, because it's like her greatest hits tour. It's like her final farewell.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so this is her last
world tour. So I can't see her again?
No.
Oh, no.
You missed the opportunity.
I'm going to have to go to Vegas if she ever comes back there.
Yeah, I imagine she'll do something every now and then, but... Totally. She played like everything from her very first album all the way up to like her latest song that she just released. So it's a wide range.
Very cool. How long did she end up playing for?
I think she was on from like 9 o'clock until 11. So like,
that's a pretty good concert.
Yeah, it was a good chunk of time.
Totally, totally. Well, I know that you have a concert coming up actually pretty soon, because you're a local folk fest artist actually.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about that, so our listeners might want to come down and hear your beautiful voice?
Yeah. So Winnipeg Folk Festival is putting it on. It's called In the City Workshops.
Mm-hmm.
It's free, and the workshop is actually called Two Heads Are Better Than One, the Stingray Young Performers Program alumni. So it's my band, Rhea Ray and the Rubies, and then another duo called Roger Roger. They're a brother and sister duo from Winnipeg.
Yeah.
And so we're putting on about an hour and a half of acoustic. Like, there's no setup whatsoever.
Yeah.
So got to project our voices.
Sweet.
And it's on Saturday, and it's at 2 o'clock p.m., and it's free.
Cool. Where was that again? The Millennium Library, you say?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Do you know approximately where? Like, if people are going to check it out, just maybe come to the desk or
Because I know the...
I have no idea.
Because it's a beautiful venue in there, I got to say. Like, with the stairs that go up there, I could see there'd be some... it'd be really cool if you guys could set up on the stairs.
It's like a sit-down event, so I don't know exactly where in the library it is.
Okay, well, maybe just head out to the desk and check out the maybe there's a Folk Fest sign or just ask
for... Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a sign or you'll be able to hear us.
Yeah, ask for Rhea and the Rubies. So, yeah, if anybody's looking for something to do this weekend on the Saturday, again, that's Saturday the 26th at 2 o'clock. So maybe go down and check out the workshop, the songwriting workshop, and then head down to Nuevo Blanche, which is happening in the evening that night. So thank you so much. And
yeah, no problem.
I'd love to hear you again. So
great.
And, yeah, that was Rihanna. And she said she really enjoyed it. And I really got to say that she is a beautiful performer. And anybody who is looking for somebody to go and check out a new Winnipeg artist, go and check out one of Rihanna's shows. Speaking of Folk Fest artists, we also have a couple Folk Fest event artists coming up at the West End Cultural Center. Mm-hmm. We have Chad Van Golen with the Faith Healers on September 25th, and Hayden with the Evening Hymns on September 26th, and the doors open at 7:15, and the show starts at 8. Both of those are kind of acoustic rock folkish groups that were being presented by the Folk Fest themselves. So if you want to go down and check it out, and I know that they always put on really good shows and have really unique acts. So looking for something to do on this weekend, there's one option, as well as the Nuit Blanche, which is also coming up this weekend,
so
that I'm so excited for.
I have never been, and I am so excited. And I've seen some insane photos and like stories and stuff like that, like about the event.
I think it's going to be very large this year. I think it's going to be almost overwhelming. Yeah, everybody's jazzed as heck about it.
Weren't you talking about how our friend Maddie had to do
a tour for like several hundred people?
Isn't that just like one of many tours though?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not sure. I haven't talked to her whether she's going to be doing this ghost tour again. Mm. But I mean, I would like this. I think the ghost tour would be pretty popular. And I know we have a pretty haunted kind of downtownish area.
Okay,
so
I'm on their website right now, and I'm going to give you a little information, because I have never been to Nuit Blanche, which is ridiculous, but I mean, I just moved to the city last year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what Nuit Blanche is, I'll give you a little background. It has on here one night, 75 art events and counting, and like 15,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So Nuit Blanche is a free all-night exploration and celebration of contemporary art. The annual event attracts thousands of people up to the heart of the city. There's like artists, galleries, cultural organizations, independent curators that they host and create events around the city. And it originated in France in 1984 and has spread to obviously like tons of cities around the world. It happens like in every major city, I think. I don't know how many. But
I think it came out of Quebec sometime. Or maybe France, I'm not sure.
It says France, but
I
wouldn't doubt it that it came to Winnipeg because it was in Quebec.
Yeah, everything kind of comes through Montreal.
It happens in Maine, the three main zones. It happens is downtown, the Exchange, and in St. Boniface. Hence, France, whatever.
Yeah, so, I mean, I went last year, and I gotta say, it was...
You went? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was an amazing time.
That's
like, pretty much, you just run around the Exchange District, and they kind of shut it down. It's all pedestrian traffic, almost. I'm not sure if they do allow cars through, but... Honestly, there were so many people in the streets, I couldn't even tell if there was a car. And, I mean, every bar and establishment is open, kind of having a crazy party, intermingling with all these little tiny art galleries, which are also opening for this one night to show off the best and brightest.
Wasn't there, like, a roof party or something?
There was so much going on. Like, when I went through there, like, even the adult, like, lingerie shop had, like, shows going on inside and all sorts of craziness going on, you know, like... Everybody had some sort of event happening. So that's happening this weekend on the 26th. So if anybody's looking for some artsy and fun or just something to get down and see a spectacle, go
do
down
it.
To the Exchange.
It's wild. Just even just to go interact with people. Like, I'm just scrolling through the events and they, like, there's so many. Like they said, 75. And there's something with Chrissy Troy. There's something to do with Instagram. There's a pop-up shop. So probably lingerie, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's gonna. There's film stuff. It's not just about art. It's about like anything. There's stuff at the U of W. There's mural painting. This is improvised mural painting in St. Boniface. So you can be a part of painting a mural, apparently.
I mean, honestly, when I was there, it was one of those events where you just kind of wander from place to place and check out what's going on. You can spend you can kind of get lost in these little galleries hidden in these back buildings, and you know, it's almost surreal because you're going through all these places, and a lot of them are kind of tucked in the back of these old buildings, and you got to walk through all these darkened hallways and things, and you're like, where am I going? And then it opens up into this little shop, and you can see everything that this artist has been creating over the last year or kind of has got going on, or even like I said earlier, they got you know, just art in the streets, you know, they got things mm-hmm. that they've just dropped in the middle there that
they just look at them,
yeah, just wander around and check out some great food. And I know that we had mentioned last time that's where all the great coffee and pastry
oh, yeah.
places are, so
yeah.
it'd be a great time to go down and check out Parlor, Bronuts,
mm-hmm.
or King Van, and
mm-hmm.
you know, get a coffee. So.
Definitely. Just to break it out, let's talk a little bit music for a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought I'd talk a little bit. I thought that I would talk about churches, thinking that they're from Winnipeg, and then I got confused. I was like, what? No, they're not from Winnipeg. Those are from Scotland. A similar band is actually called Imaginary Cities, and they're from Winnipeg, and they're so good. They're incredible. I'll play you a clip in just a few moments. And they're actually playing with the WSO
cool.
really soon. Or wait, maybe not. Yes, in March. So not really soon, but I mean, whatever.
That's still a very interesting combination
yeah.
to be had. I love orchestral music when they mix it with like pop stuff.
Yeah, it's really cool. They kind of play like electronica stuff, so I might just play a little clip right now. Yeah, churches, I don't know when did they, I mean, Imaginaries. I keep saying Imaginaries.
Are they a Winnipeg band?
They are a Winnipeg band. They actually, in the beginning of this song, they have the bells playing, and I'm not sure what church it's from, but it's the bells playing in the song are actually from a church here in Winnipeg.
Really?
Yeah, they're really, really cool.
Very cool.
Okay, let me just grab it up here.
Yeah, for sure. Well, where did the...
Here they are. Do you hear them? I don't know what bells they are, but they're Winnipeg bells.
The beat, the very quick, it reminds me very much of Babylon by David Gray. So.
Oh, I don't know who that is, but
oh.
I R-E-S-P-E-C-T it.
Okay.
Also, they're one of the band members, Marty, actually used to collaborate periodically with the Weaker Than. So if you have listened to our intro or have looked into the Weaker Than since we started talking about it, yeah, maybe some of their songs have been
for sure.
Kind of included Marty.
And I know
yeah.
we've had a couple of listeners mention to me that the Weaker Thans are no longer a band, which we do know. But we still love that
we
song.
We get it. Well,
yeah.
So you still want to talk
but,
about it.
If you guys are interested in any of the modern music that one of their main creators, John K. Sampson, is doing, I know he just has a new album that has come out. And you guys can check that out. And it's not coming from Winnipeg. But it's still a Winnipeg boy out there on the west coast of California making it for us. So speaking of local bands, we actually have a local hardcore band coming back to town this week to the Park Theater called Comeback Kid. So they're playing on the 24th at 8 o'clock, and they're kind of like a local heavy metal hardcore band. So if you're really into hearing, you know, tons of distortion, good drumming, good guttural lyrics and things like that, go down and check out Comeback Kid. They've been doing this kind of since the early 90s, and they've really made a name for themselves over the last 15 years and things. So they're doing a show again at the Park Theater this 24th. So that's Comeback Kid with Stray. And if you're not really a big hardcore fan, there's also the Executive Big Band, which I've seen a couple of times in the city, and they're kind of like a really tight traditional jazz band, actually, is what I would call them. But you'd see them at like kind of a social event or even like a business function. But they play so well together, and really good traditional standard jazz. And that's at the Park Theater again on the 25th on 8 o'clock. So two really different shows for different types of music lovers, and maybe you're the kind of person who wants to see Comeback Kid one night and the jazz show the next night. And I think that's okay, because that's the kind of venue that you can really do that, because the Park Theater, honestly, has some of the most diverse shows that I've ever seen. I've been going to the park for years now, and really intimate venue for anything from like a movie premiere to a solo acoustic show to just a social. I know I've seen weddings happen there. So if anybody's never actually seen or been to the park, you should definitely check it out because it's a great slice of local Winnipeg culture. I mean, I know for a while there they had kind of a movie rental part of it. I don't think that happens anymore because DVD's dead. But it's now more of a coffee shop, kind of food and beverage. And yeah, I've seen some great shows there. So, Martin Sexton I saw once there, Harry Manx. Who else? A couple other good local guys as well. We also have Riverdance.
Riverdance. Yeah. Oh my God. Lord of the Dance. Yeah. Like. Yes.
Michael Flatley, I don't believe, will be coming, but his style of
dance
has...
That is the dream, though.
Yeah,
that's the dream.
It's made its way back to Winnipeg.
I literally have that, like, Lord... Have you seen Lord of the Dance? You know what I'm talking about?
I've never seen Lord of the Dance.
Cage!
Is that...
Literally, Lord of the Dance. Like, that was that, like, river dance thing, and I had it on VHS, and we would watch it all the time in my old house in Stonewall. Like, I remember it
so... Can you river
so...
dance, Teddy?
I mean...
I know you like to shake your booty out on the weekends.
I mean,
so
love
I
to dance. Guys, I love to dance, but sadly, river dancing is not my forte. As a child, I believe that I would probably be good at it. Like, I remember watching it being like, that guy, I can do that. And I remember the girls always look so fabulous in their outfits.
It was amazing, like, just the fact that they could keep their upper body so still, yet move with such intricacy in their lower legs.
Yeah.
I mean, I can imagine that they probably could outplay Pele on a good game of soccer, you know? Like, holy moly.
On a good game of soccer.
You know, like, I honestly, I have no foot coordination when it comes to that stuff. Like, I'm more of a hand-eye kind of guy. Like, I spent a lot of time playing baseball, football, you know, throwing stuff around. Didn't spend a lot of time kicking balls and running around after them, so...
Kicking balls.
Yeah, you know, some people, they really love soccer, and I have nothing against it, but that's just something that I didn't get into. I really like being able to catch the ball. I just couldn't keep from doing that. And, you know, in soccer, when you keep grabbing the ball in the air and putting it on the ground, that's a foul. So, I didn't
thanks
last,
for telling us the
I didn't last too
how
long
soccer
on,
works, Jeff.
On those teams, and yeah... But, you know, I could pretty much catch anything that was thrown by me, so that made a big difference when I tried out for the baseball team, so. But that's here nor there. We also have a really interesting event coming up. It is the 100-year anniversary of the Black Hole Theater at the U of M.
Oh!
So they are kind of having a musical. It's called, I'm not even sure how to pronounce this. It's like Listerasti.
Oh! Lystrata.
Yeah.
Lystrata.
Yeah. So, Lestrata. Apparently it's a kind of a comedic musical. It's organized, it sees women of our city and NA states stage a sex strike with a view of ending years of war.
Really?
There's a spoiler that there's probably going to be lots of sex jokes and it might be a little raunchy. But they succeed.
Tickets are are $50, which is
a little
pricey.
Expensive, but this is a fundraising event, actually, for the new Conklin Theater at the U of M. So it goes to a really good cause. That's the new theater that they're building for the theater program at the U of M. So the Black Hole Theater, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with it. It's kind of in the basement underneath the full library.
I've actually never been to a show there, which is wild because I've gone to theater school and I considered going to theater school here instead of where I did.
You never checked it out?
I never have. I know. It's crazy.
You probably would have been disappointed because... Well, I shouldn't say that.
Whoa.
I shouldn't say that. But, you know, when I saw it, it just didn't have any windows. So I'm hoping this new place they're going to be building will have some windows.
Oh, speaking of which...
But, yeah, that's this weekend again, just before we move on.
You know what we should talk about?
The 28th to October 3rd. And they actually... Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the next event I have. And that actually leads me into another event that we're having from the 29th to the 3rd, which is the Winnipeg IF Improv Festival. So kind
oh my God.
Another fun hilarity.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Okay, literally my friend Michael, he is brilliant. He has been involved in improv for such a long time. I've only gone to a few of his shows, but I can tell you he's incredible. Like, it's hilarious. Like, I don't think you'll have a funnier evening than going to an improv show. Because all of it, they just literally pull out of their asses. And you're like, wait, how did you come up with that? And there's like, they have planned segments where, you know, there's parameters to what they're doing. But when they're actually doing it, they didn't plan it. They're not coming, they're not like, you know, reading a script. They haven't memorized anything. They're just that funny. Yep. They're just that creative that it just shows up. Like, it's, oh, it just blows my mind. I had the funniest evening when I went to their last show. I think I peed a little bit.
Well, you know, I've never actually seen an improv show in person, but I was always a huge fan of Whose Line Is It Anyway? That
Yes.
Wayne Brady and all the guys off the Drew Carey show, and it was amazing to me just to watch them do that live on stage. It was like, okay, you know, let's, you know, turn this into a, whatever, a stage show that has no props, but somehow we're...
It's brilliant. You know. It's honestly, it just... To me, it's so incredibly creative that you can, like, come up with art, with humor, with entertainment just out of nowhere. Totally. Like, it's just, it comes out, again, comes out with their asses, and I'm like, what the heck?
Well, if you guys are looking to come and check out some improv, the first night's actually free, and it's at the King's Head. So that's on the 29th, this upcoming week.
29th.
Yeah.
Okay.
So head down to the King's Head and check out the free night. And,
speaking of the King's Head.
And also make it down to some of the other nights at the Gas Station Theater for the rest of the performances between the 30th to the October 3rd. So that'd be a nice way to start your October and have a little fall improv to laugh yourself into the season. We also want to talk about the King's Head because...
Because.
It is the greatest place to go. I've had so many good times there, I gotta say. And, you know, the bands, the food, the drinks, the atmosphere. You can go there anytime from, you know, lunchtime drinks from a bar or from business all the way to the raucous, you know, date night, Friday night kind of. Mm-hmm. You need a place to go and jam out and listen to some good music. King's Head's always a good place. So.
And on Tuesdays is their comedy night, which I'm sure would be hilarious. They always have great music on Fridays and Saturdays, live music. I've gone dancing there multiple times. They have so many beers on tap. It's crazy.
That is true. They do have a very fine selection of on tap.
Mm-hmm. You should go down, check it out. They're always open. We always go as pre-com students. It's so close to school. We are there almost every Friday. Last week we were there for hours, just hanging out, drinking beer, talking
you know,
about school.
I gotta say, like, I've had a lot of chicken fingers in the city, and the King's Head makes some of the best chicken fingers for the lunchtime menu, and a lot of times the special is quite reasonable. So if you guys are looking for something to do at lunchtime, check out the King's Head for some good eats or for a great place to spend the Friday night or Saturday evening. So.
Also, this last weekend was the Harvest Moon Festival. I went last year. I don't know if I talked about that. Have I talked about that yet, that I went last year?
I'm not sure if you told everybody you went last year. You just mentioned it.
Yeah, well, I went last year. I didn't go this year because I couldn't get any time off work. I would have loved to, though. My roommate and I, Inga, who's on last episode, we like highly considered getting our asses out there for such an awesome weekend. I talked to multiple people about their weekend, and they said they had so much fun. I think I have talked about it, that it's just like such a small little,
it's an intimate festival.
Yeah, that literally you can just sit down beside anybody and just meet them, and they're like, oh, you made a new friend. A few of the bands we talked about it again. A few of the bands that were there were the Bros Landreth. Stop it.
Sorry, I felt it there.
Okay.
Play a little guitar there.
Stop that. It's too good.
It's just in my hands. I gotta do sometimes, you know? Anyway, getting back to it, the Brothers Landreth. The
Brothers Landreth were there, and then the Dirty Catfish Brass Band were there.
I love these guys. They're so
good. You love them? Okay.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that a few weeks ago, I was just walking down Osborne, and I heard this, like, beautiful music. I was with my friend Mandy, who was telling you about, like, where is this music coming from? And there was, like, clapping and cheering. And we're like, okay, wait, we need to find it. So we just, like, we listened to our hearts and our ears, and we found the music. And it was right in front of the LC and Safeway there. And the Dirty Catfish Brass Band was just doing this, like, live concert. Just,
sweet.
Yeah, and they had invited people there. But it just, the people that were there were just genuinely just walking and stopped because of how good their music was. And they had
totally are. Like, and they have that style of music that You know, like, you can imagine kind of like, it's got that New Orleans flavor where you can be walking down the street and you hear it, like, kind of spilling out of, Perseverance Hall or something. But, you know, we're in Winnipeg, so you can't have that. So what do they do? They set up in Osborne.
Literally, set up in the middle of this, like,
That's awesome.
It's brilliant. I had so much fun. And my friend Mandy, who isn't, like, over-enthusiastic about everything, she's just cute and tame.
Yeah.
She was, like, wanting to dance. Like, there's people, like, ballroom dancing, just jamming out to this stuff. They're incredible. And they had, like, two videographers that were just, like, moving around. I think they made, like, a music video for it. I don't know if it's up yet. I'll look for it because I'll probably be in it, like, grooving my tuchus off. Like, it was so good. Do you have a favorite song of theirs?
Not really. No, I just like, I mean, I'm a big jazz fan of really anything. So I just like hearing a good sax solo, you know. That's me. So.
Here's a song.
Come on, let's party. Come on, baby, let's party. Come on and party with me.
Tuba solo. You don't get normally hear that.
I know. My friend Mandy was like, oh my god, the tuba is amazing right now.
That guy was probably having the time. He was like, it's my moment.
I don't ever get solos. Yeah, no tubas get solos.
Especially off the top of the song, dude. Just like start the whole groove off, you know?
So the guy was singing with a megaphone as well. Like literally had a megaphone in his hand and he was singing into it because they didn't have mics or anything. And it was incredible.
Cool.
It was so fun. So I can just imagine the party that was raging at Harvest Moon to their stuff. Like the dancing, I'm so sad I didn't go now.
Totally.
I'm so bummed.
I mean, Winnipeg has a lot of really good dance bands, which is a really sweet thing. Like I always used to get my groove on to Moses Mays. I know they're still out there performing the hell out of their stuff. And, they're kind of like a weird, like, jazzy, acid jazz kind of, like, group. But they've been doing it for years as well. And they always pop up at Jazz Fest or anything. And I'm not even sure if they might have gotten so big now that they're not doing as many smaller shows. But they're kind of the same deal where it's just, like, a bunch of local guys coming together. And they're like a party band, you know?
So good.
Whenever there's a good time to be had, you find the Dirty Crap Catfish Band.
So. Dirty Crap Fish Band is what it sounded like you said.
No. I just garbled my words there. That's the way that works.
So good.
But yeah, I know that there's something else going on in the city which we haven't mentioned yet, which is the Odiseo show by Cavalia.
Oh, yeah.
So I know I mispronounced it last time because I hadn't heard it pronounced very many times.
Come on, Jeffy.
But it's been getting tons of really good reviews, and I've been seeing so many cool pictures of it. Like, the way it looks is like they've created this kind of effect where it almost has a horizon that the actors are like riding out of, but somehow it's part of the tent, you know? So it looks like there's like a hill and like distance, and then there's all these like riders coming in, and it's like all Roman and, you know, centurions and all this stuff. And like every time one of these shows kind of has their opening night, you just see the Instagram feeds of everybody's going. They're just blowing up with all the pictures
blowing
and everything.
Up. I've seen a lot of t-shirts, too.
Yeah.
Like, people are just repping it. And I heard that, I said to my friend, again, Mandy, I was like, Mandy, well, I heard the tickets were really expensive. She's like, no, like, they could have, they were like, at the beginning, they were like $80.
Yeah.
And then now they're getting more and more pricey because the demand is going like.
People realize they're worth it, you know?
Yeah, they're crazy. Well, okay. How much do you think it would cost for them to, like, erect that giant thing?
Yeah.
Like, where is that?
It's right on the corner of Keniston and Sterling Line, so right across from the IKEA. But from what I heard, it's the biggest tent in the whole world, which is kind of crazy.
What do you mean?
It's the biggest tent in the whole world, they said.
What?
Yeah. Like, if you go look at it, I'm not sure if you've seen it. It's got, like, four kind of, like, minarets around it, kind of like
four?
A castle. Yeah. And it's got, like, a big steel spine that runs right across the back of it. Because I'm pretty sure it's so big that it needs to have that steel structure to kind of keep it aloft or whatever. But yeah, it was amazing to watch it being put up. And now that they've kind of covered it around, you can't really get a good look at how large it is underneath. But there's a whole bunch of extra building that they've built on there. And every time, like, there's a show, it's just packed to the gills. Although I did hear that we have the standard kind of Winnipeg issue with a large show that comes into town, which is the tax grab. And there was a whole bunch of people saying that the minute there was a show on at Odiseo, the no parking signs were up on Sterling Lion, and the ticket crews were out there giving people tickets because they don't have adequate parking in that area to deal with it.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, a lot of people were complaining about that. So that is a potential issue. So be aware, anybody who's heading down to Odiseo or potentially thinking about checking it out, that you should maybe think about the parking in the area and go a little bit earlier just to make sure that you're not searching and having to walk a little bit farther. Because I'm not sure if they've really... address that issue in the area, just because I know that most of that's retail space, and I don't think that IKEA would appreciate a whole bunch of people parking in their parking lot and walking
across. Whatever, IKEA can afford it.
Well, they can, but they might give you a ticket, and I don't think anybody wants that. So.
Oh, Lord.
But yeah, so that's still happening, and it's heading into this next month, so you've got plenty of time. There's lots of shows. I know that, I believe they're still adding some. I know that they have been selling pretty steadily, and I heard that some of them are sold out, but you can always... keep looking around and find some tickets here and there. So there's also a train fest, which I know is not exciting to see.
Train fest!
With a lot of people, but you know, if anybody's got any families with kids, it looks like it's going to be a really great event. It's September 26th to the 27th at the Red River Exhibition Park from 9 till 5, and it's Manitoba Mega Train. So they've got a whole bunch of model trains and accessories and toys and hobby stuff set up. And they even have like a little miniaturized train that you can ride with the kids.
Really?
With like a conductor on it. Yeah, so I ride around, it's all indoors in kind of one of the main rooms at the exhibit, or at the Red River Park. And like, I'm not sure if you guys have ever been to the Red River X, but they have those big, large kind of areas that they have retailers and stuff in there. So it's kind of in that area. So check that out if you're looking for something to do with your kids, or you just want to check out some hobby stuff, because that can always be really neat. I was Mega Train at Red River Exhibition Park,
really?
26th. So.
There's also farmers markets.
Mm-hmm.
There's a farmers market every day on every Thursday at the Hydro Building. I've been now twice. I had to go last week. I didn't have to go. We chose to go for an assignment to do kind of like a news story. And we walked around the vendors there, and there is some awesome vendors selling like pumpkins and squashes and stuff, like perfect fall things. Yeah, check that out. I think it's all day Thursdays. If the weather does not permit, they have it inside the Hydro Building. It's usually outside right there. You can grab some food or, you know, autumn accessories, that kind of thing. It's really,
cool.
Really great.
Cool. I didn't want to mention this because it's actually happening tonight, but if anybody hears about it and wants to head down to the Park Theater, Mad Child, half of Swollen Members, an old Winnipeg, or Canadian hip-hop group, is playing at the Park Theater tonight at 8 o'clock. So it's only about 6 now, so people might want to check it out.
You got time for that.
Yeah, you got a little bit of time. And
go
I'm going to hopefully try to get a little bit of an interview or perspective from the show, because I really always liked Swollen Members music. I'm not sure. I might head down there.
Check it out.
Yeah, like, we've got a lot of homework tonight, and things are pretty busy, but I might head down there. I got to do some interview clips for another radio class that we have, and go and run around the university asking people to give me their perspective. But, you know, I could maybe go down and go see some old-school Canadian hip-hop. So I remember hearing or watching all their old concerts on Much Music when there was events and things like Snow Jam and stuff back in the day. So that was always a really cool thing. And a local connection, actually, he found a couple of my photos on Instagram and followed a bunch of my stuff. So I thought that was a really cool thing for myself, and I wanted to give him a little shout out. So that's Mad Child again at the Park Theater tonight.
Mad Child.
Yeah, he's still doing it, and he's been doing it since the 90s. So, I mean, you got to give him credit for that.
Since
you know?
The 90s?
Oh,
do you
have
a favorite song of his?
Oh, I mean, you could put anything from Swollen Members in there.
Swollen Members or Mad Child?
Swollen Members is their original group, but he's still performing by himself. I know he's actually promoting an album that he just released, but we should probably listen to one of their old tracks, because that's always one of the...
One of their old tracks. Night Vision, is that
sure,
good?
I don't even remember.
You don't even remember?
I used to just put one of their CDs on and play it from track to track. That's
ooh,
how good they were.
Ooh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm going to have to...
Very unique kind of hip-hop beats, very Canadian, so...
So, how long they've been around for?
Oh, like, the way it kind of worked was, I don't believe that anybody would sign them, so they had to start their own record label up in Vancouver called Battle Axe Records, and through doing that, they kind of became more of a power... Why don't you play the one with Nelly? That one's pretty popular.
Nelly, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, they worked with some artists, like Nelly Furtado and stuff like that. ...
Like with my dad and Stonewall in his like red Eagle Talon, and this comes on like fucking 102 Clear FM.
Oh yeah. I love that stuff.
That is so hilarious.
Brings me back to my teenage days there, rocking out on my snowboard. I feel
the blood rushing through my veins. Totally. Wow. I'm so stoked about that.
Yeah. Wow. But anyway, that's kind of your local events for this upcoming week and what happened over the last one. So I hope you guys had a fun time listening in. And,
we did. And, can we play that song again?
Well, why don't we play a different one of theirs? Like,
I really want to play that song. Is that bad?
Why don't you play a Fuel Inject or something?
I don't want to play that song. Okay, well, I want to play this song.
Why don't we play after that? So this is 204-411 and thanks for tuning in, and I'm Jeff Schultz.
And I am so Teddy.
And thanks again, guys. Take care. How does Shane manage to rap with brain damage? I'm back, remain famished and stacked. You're playing with the brain madness. In fact, you're gigantic, you sing.